Blog Talk Radio.
I was walking downtown one day, and I saw a man who appeared to be just an old wino sitting on the street telling the people about Jesus as they passed by. And because he was all raggedy and dirty, people would just laugh and make fun of the old man and walk on by. And he said, because of the way I am, no money, no fancy clothes, fine homes and cars, a lot of people consider me as nothing and say I don't know what I'm talking about. But there's one thing that he said that really touched my heart and stayed on my mind. When that old man looked up and said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. He said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And he said, I've had so many problems in my life that I just couldn't deal with. So I started drinking, thought it would help ease my pain. But things got worse, so I said, Lord, I give up. I'm in your hands. And that's when my life began to change. But these people think I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And he said, on the streets day and night, that's my life, that's my home. Ain't got nowhere else I can go. So I just walk the streets telling the people about Jesus. From corner to corner, from door to door. But they all make fun of me and say, I'm a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Oh, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Tell you he can save. The Lord can save. Ooh, he can save. Save your soul. I tell you, through Jesus Christ, your life can be changed and made whole. He can bring everlasting joy and peace within your whole soul. Ooh. And in many ways, I feel just like an old man. Born in the country, raised on a farm. No money, no fancy clothes, no fine homes and cars. But thank God, Mama and Daddy raised me up on the real deal. And that's God Almighty. And sometimes when I sing about Jesus and people won't listen, I feel like I'm just a nobody.
Welcome, 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 everyone. I am your host, Elder QT Docs. Today is Thursday, Thirst for Truth. Amen, amen. I'm just a nobody trying to tell somebody, trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody. That is so true. I'm just a nobody trying to tell somebody about everybody that can save anybody. And we talk about our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I thank you for joining in today. And today is the most marvelous day. I just thank God that we're here above ground here, and I'm able to talk to you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, I thank you today. The Lord, hope the words that is flowing through my mouth, dear Lord, will reach someone, touch someone's heart today, dear God. As we talk about nobody trying to tell somebody about, trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody. Amen. God is just so good. The Lord, and as this message go out today, the Lord, allow it to marinate in someone's heart. Allow it to touch someone so they can go out and tell somebody, and tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody. Amen. We're talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. God is just so good. He is so good. I'm going to be coming to you. The title of this text is Nobody. It's Nobody. I'm going to be coming to you from Peter and a few other scriptures. Amen. This is Thursday Thirst for Truth. Amen. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who are elect exile of the depression in Pontus, Galatia. We're talking about Peter. May God, grace and peace be multiplied to you, everyone in the listening audience. Amen. Once upon a time, there lived a man named Simon Bar-Jonah. He was a nobody, really. That is, until this man was transformed into a devout follower of Jesus Christ. Then he became somebody. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody. And I'm talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, we're talking about Peter here. He became somebody especially loved by God and useful in the kingdom of God. One day he wrote a letter to other followers of Christ, almost all of whom were considered nobodies in the world in which they lived. None of them were famous. Most of them were poor, and some of them were being targeted by the government for harassment and imprisonment. He wrote to tell them that they are somebody to God. He reminded them of how wonderful life is when you live for Christ. He reminded them of how blessed they are by the Lord. And he reminded them of how God is at work in them and through them every minute of every day. Amen. We're talking about, I'm just a nobody trying to tell somebody, trying to tell everybody about somebody that could save anybody. We're talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Simon Bar-Jonah identifies himself here simply as Peter, as apostle of Jesus Christ. Simon was his Jewish name from birth, after the second born patriarchy of the 12 tribes of Israel. Amen. Amen. Peter is the nickname given by him by the Lord Jesus Christ. It was originally spoken as Cephas, an Arabic name meaning rock, which in the written Greek becomes Petros, and finally in English it became Peter. As Simon Barjona, he was a relatively nobody. Before meeting the Lord Jesus Christ, Simon was a Galilean fisherman, raised in a Bethesda and relocated to Cameroon. He was a moderately successful businessman, owning his own boat and nets, but unable to afford hired hands. By all accounts, he was an average devotee to Judaism, probably attending the synagogue regularly, but offering no outstanding service. His first response to Jesus was lukewarm, at least in comparison to his younger brother, Andrew, who led Simon to his first encounter with the Messiah. Simon Barjona was just an average Joe, a small man from a small town, half religion and half profane, living on the outskirts of the kingdom of God. Amen. He was just a nobody until somebody named Jesus came into his life and name him Peter. Amen. I'm just a nobody trying to tell somebody. That's who I am. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody. As Peter the Rock, he really was somebody. He was somebody significant to God, somebody vital to every generation of followers of Jesus Christ. He was an apostle, both with a little and a capital A. Christ saved him and sent him to share the message of the gospel with the world, just as Christ commissioned every Christian. In addition, Peter was one of the select few apostles, handpicked by Jesus, to witness his messianic ministry and resurrection, given miraculous power to perform miracles, and set as one of the overseer of the very first Christian and Christian church. Just amen. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody. Amen. Peter was somebody so significant, in fact, that his place and position in the church and at the gates of heaven has actually been overblown for two millenniums now. But you cannot overemphasize the fact that before Simon knew the Lord and personal salvation and took his place in the covenant community of the church, he was a nobody. But in Christ, he became somebody, somebody extraordinary. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Amen. This is what Peter. And so can you. If you are a person to whom this epistle is addressed, it is addressed to Christians, to fully devote followers of Christ, scattered into a world without Christ to bear witness for Christ. It is addressed to people who were nobodies, who by grace, through faith in Christ, became somebody. And Peter, carefully chosen and spirit-inspired words, tell how a nobody became somebody with God. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. We're talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I do not mean to be insulting, but people without Jesus Christ are nobodies in the bigger scheme of things. The strictly secular, the atheist and agnostic, the members of false cults and irrelevant religion, and the hypocritical and nominal Christians, all of these will be altogether forgotten. They have made a lot of money on earth. Amen. They may have built buildings and stadiums named after them. They may have cars, whatever they may have. They may even have their names written in history books for a few decades or even centuries, but they will